Death in Disguise by Caroline Graham. Read by Hugh Ross. To my son, David. That monks can save the world or ever could, that anchorites and fakirs do you good, is to bring Buddha back before your gaze. Men do not eat the lotus in our days. Juvenal, Satire 3, translated by Thorold Roper. Prologue. No one in the village of Compton Dando was surprised to hear of the murder up at the manor house. They were a funny lot up there. A most peculiar lot. Weird. Mr. and Mrs. Bulstrode were almost the only locals to have a thread of contact with the spiritual community, so-called, in the big house. She pushed the parish magazine determinedly through the letterbox once a month. He delivered a single daily pint of milk. The tenuousness of this connection in no way undermined the couple's standing as a source of much juicily informative gossip. Now, of course, they were in even more demand, and Mrs. Bulstrode found herself facing a full house every time she put foot to pavement outside her front door. Demurring at first, I know no more than I did yesterday, Mrs. Oxterby. The temptation to embroider and expand proved irresistible. And by the evening of the third day, if the inhabitants of the Lodge of the Golden Windhorse had come sailing over their crinkle-crankle wall on broomsticks, the village would have been unastonished, if not exactly sanguine. In the butcher's, buying her lamb's liver and a bone for ponting, Mrs. Bulstrode shook her head in reluctant and judicious revelation.